The Millers of Mother's Best Flour bring you that lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams.
Hank Williams died at only the age of 30, and in that time he changed the face of music and country music certainly forever. In 1951, at the peak of his career, Hank Williams recorded hours of music with the Mother's Best Flower Show at radio station WSM, which was housed in the Grand Ole Opry. He didn't think very many people at all would hear these shows. It was mostly for a very small, mostly rural audience. And so he was pretty candid in his conversation and his choice of songs that included some that he'd never performed either before or after. You might think those recordings would have been very carefully and painstakingly archived and preserved. But when WSM cleared house in the late 1970s, the Hank Williams Mother's Best recordings were actually put out with the trash. Fortunately, they were rescued by the Opry's photographer, and he handed them over to Hank's daughter, Jet Williams. And she joins us today to talk about this collection of lost recordings. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, listen, it's my pleasure, and thank y'all for your interest in this project.
Well, I'm wondering what your thoughts were when you very first heard the recordings. Your father died 5 days before you were born. You never had a chance to know him. And all of a sudden you had in your hands not just, you know, packaged performances of his, but him just chatting.
Well, you know, the thing about it is myself as his daughter, as well as his fans, we've only been privileged to say, maybe see him in an 8x10 picture or maybe just a little bit of footage. But to be able to have all of these hours and you get to meet the guy, Hank Williams, I mean, you hear him laugh, you hear him being an entertainer, you hear him tell jokes, you hear him MC the show, you hear how quick-witted he is. And so you actually get to see how this guy could write all these, timeless songs.
And it's a little bit like time travel when you hear them, don't you think? I mean, it's almost like he's standing in your living room performing some songs for you.
Well, you know, when I heard old radio shows and they were on acetate, I thought, you know, good Lord, they're going to be, you know, this scratchy, horrible sound. But all the critics and the reviewers have said that the fidelity of these recordings are actually better than his MGM masters. So when you play these, it's as if he was in your living room or sitting there at the kitchen table and just stopped by to say, hey, how you doing, and let me sing you a song.
You know, I have to wonder, the journey of being able to present these recordings. I mean, your position as Hank Williams' daughter, that's been a subject of court case. The ability to be able to release these recordings has taken a very long and protracted court proceedings. It was in 1985 that the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that you were actually the daughter of Hank Williams. It was something you had to fight against Hank Williams Jr. He was going to appeal the case, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear it. I mean, to have those kind of personal family things fought over in court, that has to make the final release of these recordings that much more significant.
Well, it does as far as my personal journey to establish my heritage, but then to have Hank Jr. and I be on the same side of the legal table and together as the children of Hank Williams take on the record companies and the other companies that said they own this material and prevail and get clear ownership to partner with Time Life, who, you know, it's their forte to put out a box set. And so we've released these recordings through Time Life, and we're very proud of the packaging and the presentation of the project.
All right. Well, I want to play for you something which surprised me when I heard it. Here's a sound we really don't hear Hank Williams making anywhere else. So that's something that he didn't generally include in some of his tunes that we're really familiar with, this almost borderline yodeling that he does.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about it is since he was doing a 5-week radio show, you know, of course he sang his hits that he had written to date, but then he reached way down into the well to pull out songs like The Old Red River Flows, which we heard part of that, but also to the PD songs, other hits of other people like Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. And it just shows you how, you know, it's one thing to be able to sing something you wrote, but it's another thing to be able to take other people's songs and sing them as well, if not better.
You know, I got to try and delve into what this was like for you as his daughter who never knew him. And, you know, for me, I hear, let me play you this exchange he had about losing his hair. Here he is.
And yours truly, mother's best little old bald-headed boy.
Cousin Louis Buck.
That's me. I ain't quite bald-headed, though, am I, Hank?
I got my hat on. I ain't going to discuss
it. Well, let's don't discuss any part of hair on the head. Let's talk about Mother's Best Flower.
What did you think you felt you learned personally about your dad when you heard these?
Well, you know, the thing about it is I had heard that he had toupees and he really hated them, and that's why you always saw him with a hat on. But to hear him make fun of himself and to see how quick-witted he is, because when you listen to these shows, you can tell what's scripted, and once they leave the openings and the closings, then it's just off the cuff. And he keeps the train running, and, you know, also he makes mistakes on these shows, which we left, and, you know, as a fan and a daughter, to see how he handles himself is precious.
What kind of mistakes does he make?
Well, one of the classics is he asks the band to kick off I Saw the Light, and the band kicks it off, and they kick it off in the right key, and he sings Precious Memories. And, of course, once the lyrics are out of his mouth, he realizes that he's made a big mistake. And so he stops and he apologizes and said, you know, friends and neighbors, I've written so many songs with the same tune, I just forget which one I'm singing.
You are a performer yourself, are you not?
Yes, I am. And I've had the great honor of going around our country as well as the world sharing my dad's music, because it's truly generational. I mean, there's the generation that says, I saw your daddy in 49, and then there's the generation I hear said, oh, my mama loved your daddy, and now there's the next generation that says, hey, I heard your dad on the internet, and that's what I want to listen to.
Which would you recommend if somebody's never heard Hank Williams before? These recordings, off the cuff, or his...
Absolutely, off the cuff, because one, a mastered... song is exactly what it is. It's mastered. It's in a studio. It's filtered. It's engineered. You know, someone has actually tried to mix it to where these are live. It's a one-time take. There's a magic and an energy, as you well know, when you do something that's live. There's no take-backs. You better be on your game. You better be at the height. And he is at the zenith of his singing career and ability. When you hear these things, there's a magic to them that will absolutely take your breath away.
Jett Williams, daughter of Hank Williams Sr., country legend, music legend, joined us from Nashville. Thanks so much, Jett.
Hey, thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
Everybody's thinking about somebody else, but nobody thinks about me. When the time rolls around for me to lay down and die, I bet I'll have to go and hire me someone to cry.
Well, that's just great. Makes you want to forget about the today's top news from WikiLeaks, over 250,000 classified cables. We want to know what you think about these cables. Act of freedom of the press or act of treason? Tell us. 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post to the website at thetakeaway.org. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.